hiya, babe. Say, how about it? Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Now, here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. I'm in show business, you know. You'll pardon me for always mentioning it, but since my last few jobs have been as stenographer, music teacher, receptionist, wrestling promoter, waitress, and undertaker's assistant, you might forget about the show business part. You see, my heart's in show business, but my stomach insists that I take a few jobs that pay money. But I keep on trying, and right now I'm going to see my, agent, Squirmin Herman. You'd like Herman, that is, if you happen to like weasels. To give you an idea what a sweet guy he is, he got his mother a job as a queen of the powder room at a nightclub, and he charges her 10% commission. But as somebody once said, who wants an honest man for an agent? Well, Herman was glad to see me, he said. Hello, Herman.
Hello, Maisie. Gee, I'm glad to see you, doll. Sorry I can't give any more time, but I'm glad you dropped in. Now, I'll call you as soon as I
get... Hey, now, wait a minute. You can't brush me off like this, Herman.
Look, Maisie, I'm very busy right now. I'm expecting an important call from Hollywood any minute.
Oh, quit kidding me, Herman. You couldn't accept a collect call from Chicago without going bankrupt. I want to know what you've been doing to get me a job. Come on, tell me a few nice, fat lies.
Maisie, do I ever lie to you?
Herman, you never even once told me the truth.
Well, okay, so I'm a skunk. So sue me. And just when I'm working on a sensational job for you.
The last sensational job you had for me was ringmaster in a flea circus.
This is nothing like that.
You mean this is nothing, period. Why don't you go out and get me a decent job at a decent salary for a change?
Look, Maisie, if you don't like the representation you're getting, you don't have to stay with me. Get another crook to handle you.
Oh, now relax, Herman. There's only one complaint I got. You never sell me anywhere.
You aren't easy to sell, Maisie. You got too much experience. What producers want is an inexperienced, fresh young girl who's been in the theater all her life. You don't fit into that caricature.
Maybe I'd better get another agent.
Yeah, why don't you? In the meantime, I'll let you know if I get anything for you, but don't call me. I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, too. I'll take it.
Maisie!
Hello? Yes, this is his confidential secretary speaking. I see. Well, confidentially, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Goodbye.
Maisie, you can't do that. This is a bigger organization than you realize. I'm no coffee and cakes agent. I'm making important money. Who was that? Some important actor, I suppose?
It was the telephone company, and they're disconnecting your phone.
Is that you, Maisie?
Yeah, what's left of me.
Oh. Well, there's a girl here waiting in the sitting room to see you, Maisie.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Kendi. I'll go right in.
She didn't say what she wanted, but she's a quiet, mousy little thing.
Oh. Oh, that must be Jenny Perkins. She's the shy type.
Your ever-loving boyfriend, Eddie, poked his head in and said hi, babe, to her, and she blushed until her ears were the color of tangerine skin.
I'll see what she wants. Hello, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Maisie. I hope you'll forgive me for coming over and imposing on you, but I'm in a terribly embarrassing spot.
Well, what's the trouble? Have you fallen in love?
Oh, it isn't a man. I wish it were, but it isn't. but it's sort of about men.
Ah.
You see, I've written a novel, and Lyman and Brewster, the publishers, want to buy it.
What's embarrassing about that? Did you steal the story instead of doing it the old-fashioned way and thinking it up yourself?
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's just that the novel is sort of... Well, it's kind of exciting in a way.
Ah.
I mean, there's one girl and lots of men and...
Jenny. You mean it's spicy?
Mm.
Why, Jenny Perkins. Wow, look at those ears light up.
Oh, now, please, Maisie, I'm embarrassed enough about it as it is.
But how could you write a spicy book? Why, I've never even seen you out with a man.
I made it all up, Maisie. I used my imagination. Besides, I live right across from the park near the Brooklyn Navy Yard. I have a pair of binoculars, and believe me, I've seen plenty.
Well, I guess that's one way of getting story material. What's the name of the book?
Well, I call it The Lusty Lady.
Oh.
It's the name of a sailing ship, but the ship was named after my heroine, Louisiana Lawford.
Well, does she get married?
Sometimes she does.
Mm.
Her first husband is a second mate, and her second mate is the captain, and her third mate is the first mate. You understand?
Yeah, but who's on first?
Well, anyway, the publisher wanted me to come in and have lunch with him. His letter sounded sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I said no. And then he wrote and said he wanted a picture of me to put on the back cover. He said I should be wearing either an evening gown or a bathing suit.
Oh, I catch on. There'll no doubt be a sensational picture of your heroine on the front jacket of the book, and he wants something just as interesting on the back.
That's right, Maisie.
Yeah.
And well, look at me. I'm just not the type.
Well...
If I were the right type, I'd never have had time to write the book.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I was wondering... Well, do you know anybody who would let me use her picture to send in to the publisher?
Well, what kind of a girl do you want to be like?
Like you, Maisie.
Oh, well, swell. You can have a picture of mine to send in, then.
Could I really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Maisie, how wonderful. Oh, thank you. And if anybody asks, just say you wrote the book under the name of Jenny Perkins.
Sure. And what's more, we'll find a picture that'll really knock that publisher right off his couch.
Oh,
right here, Miss Kennedy.
Oh, Maisie, you know that girl who came to see you a month or so ago?
Yeah.
She was here and left a couple of copies of a book called The Lusty Lady, and there's a picture of you on the back of it. And what a picture.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering what happened. She wrote the book and I loaned her my picture. Oh, but keep it a secret. I'm supposed to be the author if anybody asks you.
You are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have you read any of this?
No. Is it good?
I don't know, but it's hot enough to be a bestseller. It burned right through the living room table.
Oh, stop it. Let's see my picture.
Here. That alone will keep this book on the outskirts of Boston.
Hey, it's pretty good.
If you'll read about yourself there, you'll see that it says the heroine, Louisiana Lawford, is a thinly disguised version of the author. And that's you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's look inside and see what my character is like.
I'll be frank, dear. You haven't got any character. You're just all woman and you have a hilarious life.
Oh, let's see. Jim ran his rough hands through my hair and I felt his salty lips on my ear. Lou, he whispered hoarsely. Lou, forget about Steve and Michael and Richard and think of me. I love you and I'm going to... Wow.
Go on, go on. Keep reading.
Oh, I don't know you well enough, Mrs. Kennedy. I'll try someplace else. Here. Jeffrey slipped his steel-muscled arm around my waist and drew me fiercely close to him.
Keep on going.
His lips were curved in a crooked smile and his eyes flamed as he looked me over. I blushed under his frank appraisal. Gee, isn't it a little late for her to be blushing?
She blushes so much in the first chapter, they think she's an Indian.
Well, I'll flip through a little more. Oh, boy. Lord Elwood was a polished and meticulous gentleman until the huge, iron-bound door of his castle shut behind us. And then I saw the savage beast of a man who hid behind the polite smile and the ruffled shirt. Doesn't this girl ever run into a quiet man?
Yes, and he leaves her a fortune when he dies on the next page.
Gosh, and to think that little mousy Jenny Perkins wrote this literary blowtorch.
Oh, don't be silly, Maisie. You wrote it. At least that's what everybody's going to think, and you might as well get used to being the author. Mrs. Kennedy's rooming house, her speaking. Oh, yes, just a minute. For you, Maisie.
Thanks. Hello? Oh, hello, Jenny. Yeah, I just saw the book, and all I have to say is, wow. Huh? Oh, well, gee, I don't know, Jenny. Yeah, I guess it'd be good publicity, but... Well, all right, Jenny, I'll be glad to visit the publisher. I'll make like I'm a society girl, too, huh? Okay. Yeah, I promise. Goodbye. I guess that publisher's been panting away in his little office ever since he saw my picture. She wants me to see him today.
That ought to be fun, but what was it she made you promise?
She made me promise I wouldn't say ain't.
Oh, Miss Perkins, I can't tell you how I've looked forward to meeting you.
Well, dear Mr. Brewster, now that you've met me, you don't have to look quite so far forward, do you?
Excuse me, I didn't realize I was leaning.
That's better.
My, you are lovely. And Jenny, I found your book an exciting experience. It brought out the brute in me, the savage primal man calling to his mate.
Why, Mr. Brewster?
It made the hair on my chest stick right through my shirt. Come here, Jenny.
But, Mr. Brewster, I just wrote about all that. I haven't had time to do any personal experimentation, and I don't want to start right now.
Oh, Jenny, I just want to crush you to me in a fierce embrace, and how did it go in the book?
Feel my fiery lips on yours.
Thank you. And feel your fiery lips on mine in a flaming kiss that sets my senses blazing. That's all I want. Come here, Jenny.
You don't want me. You want a soldering iron.
All right, Jenny. I'll behave. I believe I have myself under control now.
Well, your ears are still twitching a bit, but that's not a danger signal. Now then, what did you want to see me about?
I'm afraid we've just discussed that. Will you sit down on the couch?
And discuss it all over again?
Oh, what was it that Chaucer said about women? Oh, no, I'm wrong. That's what Sherman said about war. Well, there are other things. We want to do a lot of publicity on you. Pictures, interviews, stories of your life, literary teas, autographing parties at the big department store.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That's wonderful, but I haven't time for all that.
Well, what could be more important?
Well, dear fellow, I have other interests, you know. I go big game hunting. I play polo.
Polo?
Disguised as a man, of course. I manage a minor league baseball team.
Well, that's wonderful, but you can't do that right now. Your contract with us specifies that you agree to help us with publicity and promotion for the book. Now, you're going to be busy every day for weeks.
But how'll I earn a living? I mean...
You're going to make a fortune out of this book, Jenny.
Oh, this is terrible.
What's terrible?
Well, you won't understand. But for the first time in my life, I've got a chance to make a name for myself. And it isn't going to do me a bit of good.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Oh, Oh, I made it. I never thought I'd get home.
Maisie, what happened to you? You look like you just got caught in the street sweeper.
I feel like it, too. I've been chased by men plenty of times before, but this is the first time it was an organized chase.
What did they want?
Well, let's not kid around, Mrs. Kennedy. They're all madly in love with the author of The Lusty Lady, and they think that's me.
Oh, there's somebody in the sitting room to see you. It's a man.
What else? Well, I might as well face it and see who it is.
Maisie.
Herman, what are you doing here? And whatever it is, I'll bet you could be arrested for it.
Maisie, doll baby, you're breaking my heart. I'm your agent. Why don't you ever drop in to see me?
Well, the last time I did, you practically threw me out. You told me to get a new agent, too.
Oh. Look, Maisie, I got a lot of wonderful jobs lined up for you, and this time it's for real money.
That'll be a nice change from your IOUs and the soap coupons. But talk to my new agent about it.
You didn't get a new agent, did you?
You told me to.
Yeah, but you know better than to pay any attention to anything I say. Oh, Maisie, how could you do this after all the things I've done to you? I mean, for you. Whenever you were broke and needed a loan, you always called on me.
Yeah, but I never got a loan.
And look at all the jobs I've gotten you.
Name one in the last year.
I've watched over you and protected you and kept you from harm. I've been like a mother to you. Like a mother. And now look what you do to me.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding you, mother.
Oh, you mean you didn't get another agent? You mean I did all that for nothing?
Yeah, but it was a stirring performance, Herman. Now, what about these jobs, and what do I do?
You don't have to do anything. Just come out on the stage, tell how you wrote The Lusty Lady, where you got your ideas, and hint around that some of the characters are well-known personalities. I can book into the Copa tomorrow.
The Copa Cabana?
No, the Copacetic. It's an intimate little club down in the village.
Oh, well, I know that little dive. It's a build-over basement in sort of a hobo heaven. Will they pay me?
$1,000 a week.
Holy Pete, $1,000 a week?
Yep.
If you're willing to offer me that, the club must be paying you at least $3,000.
Oh.
And what's a little club like that pay me that kind of money for?
Well, they know they can pack the joint solid with people who want to see the author of The Lusty Lady. Maisie, you're the hottest thing in show business, and I can...
And you're offering me a job in a little dive? How many shows a week would I have to do?
Oh, you just work from noon to 3 a.m. or so?
Good grief. How many shows, Herman?
I told him I positively would refuse to let you do more than 200 shows a week.
200?
Yep.
Herman, that would kill me dead.
Well, that's show business.
Well, nothing doing. I won't take it.
Okay. I can also book into another club at $2,500 a week. 3 shows a night.
Why didn't you tell me about that at first?
These other cheap chiselers wouldn't split with me. You start tomorrow, Maisie.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't do anything tomorrow.
Huh?
I'm autographing books at Macy's.
Who booked you into there?
The publisher. And day after tomorrow, I have to give a little talk over the radio.
What are you getting for making the guest shot?
Well, it's all free. It's to publicize the book.
But, Maisie, you can make a fortune if you stop giving yourself away like this. Never mind the book. I'll get you a job in Hollywood.
I don't want a job in Hollywood. I've had them, and you have to work too hard.
No, there are lots of easy jobs. I know one guy out there who has a beautiful corner office, and all he has to do is look out the window and warn the head of the studio of approaching glaciers.
Well, now, look, Herman. I'll take that club job for $2,500 a week, but let's do it fast. The way I'm feeling now, I won't last out the week. Now, run along. I'm bush.
Okay. I'll get that club deal ready to be finalized.
So long, Herman. It was nice of you to drop in. Don't do it again.
Goodbye, Maisie.
Oh, Maisie.
Oh, oh, hello, Jenny.
I came in and heard you talking to that man, and I didn't want to interrupt.
Jenny, this thing is going all wrong. You ought to get all this publicity instead of me.
Oh, gee, Maisie. It certainly is just like you to say that. You're so unselfish.
Unselfish? Nothing. I'm tired of being chased continually by men who've read the book. I think it's about time you realize what you've done to the men of this country.
I guess I sort of stirred them up, didn't I?
I opened my window last night and you could hear hundreds of them just in Brooklyn baying at the moon.
Oh, but Maisie, I'm not the type of girl that men are interested in.
Jenny, men are interested in all types of girls as long as they're females. But I can see that you need a practical education about men.
Well, I think it's more my appearance. I'm just not the exciting type, that's all.
Well, you're not in that dress. About as form-fitting as a shower curtain. You're good looking, all right, Jenny. It's just that a man would have to look hard to realize it. But don't you worry, we'll fix you up.
Oh, Maisie, will you really help me?
Sure. I'm going to make a pot full of money passing myself off as the talented Jenny Perkins for a week or so. And I want you to learn some of the tricks of the talented Maisie Revere. Who is it?
It's Herman. Are you decent?
Yeah, come in, Herman. I'm just ready to sneak out the stage door.
Great show, Maisie. Great show. You're really packing them in.
I know. But can't I be billed as Maisie Revere?
It's Jenny Perkins they're interested in. Who cares about Maisie Revere?
Well, I do. When the name of Jenny Perkins loses its draw, what's Maisie Revere going to do? Sell popcorn at Ebbets Field?
Well, you could do a lot worse. Just forget about Maisie Revere. She's a dead issue.
Well, not with me, she isn't. Okay, come on. I wonder if there'll be the same crowd at the stage door this night.
There'll be about 110 or 11 people.
How do you know?
I sold them tickets.
Oh. I zip this dress up your back and we'll see what it looks like, Jenny.
Oh, well, Maisie, there doesn't seem to be very much of it.
Well, there's enough. There. Now, let's see.
Feels kind of drafty.
Oh, you'll get used to that. Jenny, you're a very good-looking dish.
Me?
You won't have any trouble attracting the men. Your problem's going to be fighting them off.
Oh. But tell me some more of the tricks, Maisie.
All right. Well, now, honey, there's nothing that brings a man running faster than a nice but wise smile.
Smile.
Uh-huh. Give him the kind of smile you would if you were secretly engaged to him.
Oh, I think I begin to get the idea.
Uh-huh. And when he comes over, you pretend to be very surprised and be sure he knows you're pretending. That makes him think he can see right through you.
In this dress, a man almost could.
Oh! Ah! What was that? Well, that's the regular evening rock. A guy who read your book throws it through the window with a mash note attached to it.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Jenny Perkins! I love you! I love you! I love you!
Why, he's calling me!
Yeah, but he thinks I'm you. Why don't you go out the window and look out?
Okay.
Hey! Cut that out!
I love you, too!
Jenny, I think you're making progress. Tomorrow we're going to introduce you as the real Jenny Perkins, and Maisie Revere's going back to being herself again. Ladies and gentlemen, and now here she is, the real author of The Lusty Lady and the real Jenny Perkins.
Oh, boy,
thank you. I suppose lots of you wonder where I got the characters for my book. Well, if you lived as near the Brooklyn Navy Yard as I do, you wouldn't wonder very long.
Maisie, who's that doll out there in that strapless, backless, and frontless dress?
My hair.
Well, that's the real Jenny Perkins. You didn't believe I really wrote that book, did you?
Look, doll, you've had all the experiences. And if Gypsy Rose Lee can write books, you can too. But what did you give the whole thing away for?
Oh, I just had to, Herman. I didn't mind too much being mobbed and signing everybody's autographs. But it wasn't on account of anything I did. It was only because they thought I was her. I love applause when it's for Maisie, but not when it's for a book. Come on, let's go.
Book, schnook, what's the difference as long as you're making money? Uh-oh. Here comes the manager.
Well, I got my suitcase by the door, and I've been in these situations before.
Herman, what's with that other girl out there? Is that the second shift? And which one is on the level?
Oh, well, she's really the author. I was just filling in for her.
Oh. Okay, Herman, you owe me some money. I paid $5,000 for this, and you didn't deliver the real Jenny Perkins until now.
$5,000? I thought it was $2,500.
I Took a little larger commission than usual.
Oh.
Maisie, let me have the money I gave you.
Goodbye, Herman. It's been swell.
Maisie, you can't do this to me. Come back here.
Nothing doing. After what's happened to me, I could write a book. And you know what? Someday I think I will.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, paying out that money almost broke Squirmin' Herman's heart. It's a real big heart, too. It's about the size and temperature of a frozen strawberry. Little Jenny Perkins seems to be doing all right with a New York man, too. But most of the men she's with in her publicity picture seem to be Popeye. But maybe that's because of her décolletage. And she's doing all right in Brooklyn, too. Mrs. Kennedy wrote me that she's been going out with my steady boyfriend. Well, I guess that's life. As for me, I've heard of a wonderful job in South Africa, so I'm going down and summer ride on a boat. Come on, Pete. That sounds like our transportation. Let's go.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Loreen Tuttle, Frank Nelson, Jerry Hausner, Arthur Q. Bryan, Virginia Gregg, and Peter Leeds. John Heaston speaking.